Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition. We do this thing 7 nights a week live, so you can join us anytime that's convenient for you, as long as it's between 7 and 10 Eastern. 603, excuse me, not 603, that's our local area code. There is a 603 number, but you don't need it right now. You need 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, a Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's jump right back into the calls here. Now, I did hang on to Chris in Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. And Chris, the reason I wanted to bring you back, even though Mark was protesting it, was because, you know, you seem to have a problem with some of the, you know, something that you're hearing here on Free Talk Live. But there was a lot that we agreed upon. Like you said that you thought that, you know, the U.S. military doesn't even need to have a standing army, for instance. The military doesn't need to be there. So I agree with you on that.
I would say it's our biggest problem, and it's and we therefore agree on the biggest issue facing America today.
So we're on the same page there. One of the things I disagreed with you about was you claimed that corporations somehow took control in the late 1990s, and, you know, that's ridiculous. I mean, the U.S. government has been at the beck and call of rich people since the beginning.
Well, actually, it's been incremental. It really has. I mean, when the Glass-Steagall Act was finally killed, that really killed things because you had financial institutions and banks being able to mix up all their money, and that's why we all the shenanigans on Wall Street. So, I mean, you can get into all that. There's a lot of history there. You know, I mean, we had boom-bust before, you know, Roosevelt put the changes in place that prevented that. But really,
Roosevelt, sorry.
Can I make one point that is our difference before?
But you just made an important point that I think that is really important. You made a really important point. You claimed that somehow booms and busts have stopped.
Okay, well, yeah, they actually had up until 2008. We really didn't have the boom bust in the same manner that we had the 1929 meltdown. We really didn't. But can I just get to my bigger point?
Because all right, big point, go
really
now.
We differ on your idea of profit. You feel, from what I get from you, profit is everything, okay? We have water.
What does that even mean?
We have water. We have
profit is everything. This show's, by the way, run by a church and technically is nonprofit. So I guess you're wrong about that one, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. There's nothing wrong with profit, but it's certainly not the end all be all. I mean, there's certainly, that's the goal of business is to make a profit in general, because if you don't have profit, then you can't expand. You can't offer new services, for instance. So, and if you also, if you don't have profit, you can't really benefit charity either. Like, if you're not making money at what it is you're doing, then you can't really benefit beyond what you're already doing, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. What really is the problem is that really nice car you drive.
I don't drive a nice car. I drive a beat-up 2005 cruiser, an old police cruiser.
Well, 2005, that's much newer than a 2002 Ford F-350 that I drive.
Yeah, how many miles?
With the mismatched bed. I got 150,000.
You're
really all about the profit, Ian.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Pretty much everything that we earn from this show is rolled back into the show and the liberty movement in general for the purpose of spreading the ideas of freedom. Now, with freedom comes the freedom to make a profit if that's what you'd like to do, and there's nothing inherently wrong or immoral about making a profit. What is wrong and immoral is using...
Things that are wrong and immoral.
Well, is using force to achieve your goals. If you're profiting by the use of, let's say, having the government force your product or service onto people, that would be an immoral way to make a profit. So there are some wrong ways to make a profit, and then there are right ways to make a profit. The right way to make a profit is to provide a product and service and or service to people in the marketplace on a consensual basis. And if they value it, they'll pay you for it. And that's what most people do with their lives. Let's talk to Josh, and there's nothing wrong with that. Josh is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Josh.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just actually calling because of your first caller. I think he just got kind of flustered and just didn't really know where to go with it. And so he just started talking about commercial stuff. I'm not really sure what's going on there. But in his first entry point, he said that he was a Vietnam vet. And then you said that I believe it was, I'm sorry, what's your point? So I was like, what do you mean?
No, I said, I'm sorry to hear that is what I said.
Right. I was like, okay, well, people join the military for different reasons. I particularly am in the military, but I didn't join because I was, as you say, brainwashed, or I didn't get picked out of a high school. I didn't get picked out of a young. Yes, that's probably where they linger at, because that is what they're looking for. A physical, able-bodied person that has an open mind. There's a lot of good things to do out of the military. You can't just down it. And I didn't.
Well, first off, did you hear what the other guys? Did you hear what the guy said about he was taught in the military to kill the lame and the you know, like the poor people along the side of the road in Vietnam? Did you hear that part?
I did hear that, and yes, there are bad portions in everything. And guess what? There was a bad portion in his particular platoon, his particular squad, his particular ideal that floated around in that, you know, in whatever squad he was in or whatever, whoever he was serving with. That is not a military mindset. You can talk to any officer.
I didn't think it was. I wouldn't claim that it was, but I did. But there are, you know, I mean, the stories come out, right? Like the story out of Iraq where the captain said that he would give a week's furlough to the first person who got a bayonet kill. I mean, that's a pretty sick thing to say. And then out of Afghanistan, exactly, there were the kill teams where the soldiers just recently got convicted. But I mean, about in 2000.
You have bred someone with that mentality. And, you know, you're trying to be vengeance at the point, but there's a greater purpose. Okay? I joined for a noble cause, I think. Okay?
What was that?
I was 27 when I went in. Okay? I wanted my girls to have something to be proud of. My father, my grandfather was in. And, you know, they told me stories. And yes, okay, politicians, the same situations, they all might be, you know, a lot of them might be corrupt, but they go in thinking that they're serving the people.
Oh, I don't know that for a second.
Okay, well, that's my intention as I'm there. I joined.
As a politician?
Your intention?
Hold on. Are we talking about politicians or are we talking about military men?
I'm trying to put them both in the same type of category.
They're not.
They're both paid by the government.
Okay, they're not.
And they both have ideological items, right? So I joined after Katrina because I joined the National Guard because people lost their homes over there, and I felt really bad about that. I can go over and I can sandbag. And that was the first guys that was getting called up, was National Guards guys. And I thought, man, I want to be a part of that. Also, in North Korea, back in, you know, that time frame when the Vietnam War and all that was going up, there was different reasons for it, different interdictions. But the reason that some of those guys were there was to stop North Korea from putting their emphasis or forcing the products and goods, like their, it was just, they were bad people. Okay.
So this is right. Well, I mean, okay,
bad people in Washington D.C.
Lots of bad people running around all over the planet. We can't. I'm not interested in paying for an organization to go get all the bad people. What I'm interested in is keeping. You know, if there's going to be an organization that's going to claim a monopoly on protecting the United States, that organization, and if they're going to call themselves defensive. The Department of Defense, for instance, they should probably be within the borders unless there's for some reason for them to go out. But well, instead, the U.S. military is all over the place. Okay, well, there's 1,000 military bases, sir. Do you think that there's some kind of good argument for that?
Yeah, actually, I do. I actually went through Israel, and we do have...
I've been to Israel, too, and I'm not interested in paying for those 1,000 bases.
What I'm saying is, you might not be interested in paying for those, but...
But I got to pay anyway, because a guy with a gun who's paid by the government will come and stick it in my face and make me go to jail or pay, right?
It is in our best... Why would a guy with a gun stick one in your face to say something about paying whatever to the military? It makes no sense.
So, yes, it makes lots of sense.
Let's lay it down.
Go right ahead. You see, there's this form. It's called a W-9. You've got to fill it out. And then you've got to fill out your tax forms. If you don't fill out your tax forms, they'll send you a letter. If you don't respond to the letter, at some point or another, they'll send somebody to your door. If you tell them you're not interested in talking to them.
All the things that the government's doing. Okay, great.
Eventually, they're going to put you in a cage, and if you don't want to go to the cage, then they're going to hurt you, and if you don't want them to hurt you and you try to defend yourself with a gun, they are going to shoot you.
Right.
And it might be you.
So do you not want to be a part of it? No, that's posse comitatus. I cannot do that. Military
they waived the posse comitatus thing.
Posse comitatus went away. I think it was in 2009?
They also had the, right during Katrina, they actually had the National Guard going around confiscating guns from people, too. Did you know about that?
I don't do that. I wouldn't do that. That is a complete freaking...
What would you do if you were ordered to do that? I want to bring it back here, Josh. What would you do if your commanding officer ordered you to go around confiscating guns from people in the United States? We're coming up, because it happened. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country.
Yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Ryland, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And next weekend, we're going to be in Austin, Texas at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. And there are going to be some great speakers at this event. George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus Zambala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. Other great speakers, including David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio, and Charlie Schrem, the first Bitcoin felon, as he's calling himself. We'll see what he has to say before he's checking into federal prison just a few weeks later, from what I understand. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go there, grab your tickets, and use code FTL to get a $25 discount off the already affordable $150 admission price. So again, code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And also, when you're there, don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. There were some really cool Bitcoin ideas that came out of last year's hackathon, and I expect the same will happen this time around. So we're looking forward to bringing the event to you, as we'll be broadcasting live, but we also look forward to meeting you there. It's this coming, this next weekend coming up, March 28th and 29th, at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Code FTL. As we go back to Josh in Indianapolis, Josh, I want to play a clip for you here from Hurricane Katrina, which you said you joined the military shortly after because you wanted to assist with the National Guard. And this clip actually will reveal to you what we were saying is absolutely true, that the National Guard was being used to go and take guns. So just listen for a moment, and then we'll talk to you about it.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts. Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police Department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do if somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, so there you go. National Guard going house to house, taking people's firearms from them. What would happen if you were told to do that?
Well, see, that's what I said. Does your boss ask you to do things you don't agree with?
I don't have a boss.
I'm my own boss.
You're your own boss.
Well, my wife tells me lots of things to do.
The reason
I got a wife.
I bring this up is because it's a special case scenario. Okay? Number one, I don't know all the details of why it was done. I don't know what the dangers of the citizens having the guns were. It was probably the fact that they were looting and robbing everyone around there.
Okay. They said they were taking them from rich people in their mansions, too.
No, they were going house to house. They weren't just taking guns from robbers. They weren't just taking guns from robbers. They were going house to house, taking guns from everyone in a very wealthy neighborhood.
The people that are doing the most good, right? I don't understand.
So basically you're saying you would go ahead and take guns from people.
When does the Second Amendment stop?
If it is threatening me, yes.
So the people in their homes, just to be clear, the people in their homes were threatening?
That's not the point. The point, they're not threatening me. Why would I go do something if it completely disagrees with what I morally stand with, then I won't do it.
Okay, so you would refuse to follow an order that you found to be disagreeable?
It obviously didn't line with any sort of moral base, yes.
What would it look like when you tell your commanding officer, no, I will not go confiscate guns from Americans? Because we've had a lot of servicemen and women call in.
A good reason why they were doing that. And if they don't have a good reason why they were doing
There's always a good reason to set the Constitution on fire,
my friend. The reason
every reason's been awesome.
I remember the excuse. The reason
it was a special case scenario.
Do you want to know what the reason was that I heard? The reason was supposedly claimed that someone was shooting at some police helicopter.
Okay.
So, because someone was allegedly shooting at a helicopter, that means take everyone's guns, right? Is that good enough for you?
No, that's a horrible reason.
Okay, so you wouldn't do it then. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that you actually have... yeah. I'm glad that you actually have a moral code and that you would actually, be willing to utilize that moral code even when being ordered by a commanding
officer.
I like
the idea, but there's a lot of people that were in the National Guard that didn't have that moral code or at the very least couldn't stand up at that moment.
There were at least...
bad people. Oh, I know there's bad people, and there's people that don't have that code. But then again, they've gotten these people that are, 18, 19, 20 years old. They don't know what right from wrong is at some point. They have to learn that.
So you have some of the same concerns that I do.
Worst case scenario.
Well, wasn't your concern when you called in that we were talking about young people being brainwashed into going into the military?
No, my concern was your thought that the fact that you think everyone's being brainwashed to join the military.
In the public schools?
I didn't get brainwashed to join the military.
I understand you didn't get brainwashed to join the military. I've also pointed out...
There's a lot of people that are like me. But
what's
there
that?
Are also good things that come out of the military.
I don't know what that would be, though.
In there and then they
I mean, you can get, if you're talking about, when you say good things come out of the military, if you're talking about, like, someone learning discipline or, cleaning
correct.
A latrine or something like that, then, those are all things that can be learned without having a...
come out of the military. Obviously, you never served.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Serve politicians.
Yeah, serving politicians.
Serve fine. It's just so long as we're clear that you're serving politicians.
Obviously, if people need to learn discipline, they're...
serving you.
You're not. Please. No. Oh, please. If you're serving me,
please
quit
stop.
Today.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Josh. I appreciate it. I want nothing to do with the military, and I want nothing to do with politicians, the federal government. I don't want their service. I don't want their product. I don't want anything that they are offering. I don't need it. I don't need
it. It's all about fear.
Yeah, I'm not scared. I don't feel like I need the military to protect me because I think the military puts me in greater danger by virtue of the fact that they're going around the world killing people.
Well, I think that they're employed in that fashion. I don't think that the military itself does that, and the people that are in it don't want to do that. But ultimately, that's how they're being employed. Now, I don't know who to blame for that. It's not my intention to blame regular soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, but ultimately... that's how they're being employed.
All right, Michael's in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you've just given me a little bit of time, even though I've been on holding for an hour and 25 minutes.
All right, are you going to complain or are you going to get to your point?
At the 45-minute point, I heard Chris from Wisconsin say she'd been waiting for 20 minutes. So the question,
if you're just going to complain, I'll just get rid of you now. How about that, Michael?
This
if you want to make a point.
The point of my question is this. I have listened to your show for 4 years. Tonight was the first time I ever heard you mention that the show is owned by a church. The question is, principles of honest broadcasting, can we talk about it at length? Like you did with that witch, Angela, and that idiot, Tony, who said...
Thanks for the call, Michael. We don't need to be calling names here. We'll come back with more in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, and bring up whatever you want. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Now, it's an open phone show, and Saturday nights are our biggest night. We have, as I mentioned, we do the show 7 nights a week. And Saturday is the night that we have the most radio stations carrying us live in larger markets. So we have more listeners Saturday than any other night of the week. And so, therefore, we have greater response on the phones when that happens. And we had a couple callers, including the last caller, complain. Right out the, as soon as I took the call, they started complaining about how long they'd been waiting to get on the show. And I'm almost of a mindset, Mark, to just hang up on somebody that's going to complain about that, because really, look, let me lay this out for you here. Talk radio generally is not an open phones thing. Generally, talk shows will not just allow you to call in about any old topic you want. Sometimes you'll find a show that will have like an open phones hour once a week, or maybe an open phones day once a week. Free Talk Live's open phones all the time, and so also. Even when they don't have open phones on these other shows, when they have a topic, if you call in and, you know, you have a point that you want to make that they don't want to hear, you know, let's say you're on the opposite side of an issue and they don't know how to handle whatever the point is that you want to make, their phone screener will try to ferret out all of the information that you're going to be talking about when you get on the air. And if you don't make the cut, if you don't, you know, have the perspective that they want to hear you say, you're not even going to make it on the air. You're not even going to be able to hold and wait to get on the air. So most shows you don't get on the air at all. On Free Talk Live, if it's a busy night on the phones and you're a known caller, if we know who you are, and we certainly know who Michael is in Virginia Beach, as he said, he's been listening to the show for 4 years. He's also been calling for those 4 years. The rules of Free Talk Live are fairly simple. We want to get voices on the air who we haven't heard from first, primarily. And so, therefore, I'm more likely to take calls from people who've never been on before, or at the very least who I don't recognize as being a caller that is an immediately known quantity. That's not to say I don't appreciate getting calls from people who we know or that, you know, we know of, that we're familiar with. It's just that they're not going to come first. And if you've got a problem with it, bitching about it isn't going to make it more likely that I'm going to take your phone call.
Well, it's certainly an interesting conversation for the
complaining about it. Yeah. And then as soon as he's done complaining, he starts calling names. He calls Angela Keaton a witch and seems to have a problem with the fact that the Shire Free Church is behind the show. Mark, you and I, we are ministers with said Shire Free Church.
Yep.
And anyone who wants to learn more about that can go to church.shiresociety.com. So we go back to your calls here and talk to Adam in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Big fan of the show. Called on a few times. I just wanted to chime in. I know there's a lot of military guys calling in earlier, and they're kind of against your viewpoints. And I'm a Navy combat veteran, and I've been on 4 deployments. And there was recently a quote that I read on Reddit on Our Politics. It was actually deleted, and it really struck a chord with me. And I think it's kind of in line with what you guys are kind of talking about. And that quote was, "You grow up wanting to be Luke Skywalker, then you realize you've become a stormtrooper for the Empire."
Ooh.
And I'll admit that I was a brainwashed teenager. I joined the military. I went to boot camp a month right after high school in 2004. And I think it was in the military when I kind of realized that I was a libertarian and what I was doing was wrong. And so I kind of got out instead of reenlisting. And I don't want to, like, drag on. I know there's a lot of callers on, so... I don't know.
I would have gone to the military, too, if it hadn't been for the fact that I was, you know, got convicted of a felony. That's really what stopped it for me. I think that this is relatively common. I hope that it doesn't sound like today that I'm calling, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, veterans, a bunch of idiots. That's not what my intention is. But I will say we've all been duped, that these wars largely are about profits from a ruling class. This is what Smedley Butler, whom the Marines still say goodnight to, the two-time Medal of Honor winner, maybe three. There's a third time that he almost won it. He would have if he wouldn't have been an officer. It was only
highly decorated.
Yeah, highly decorated guy.
I think he got the officer version of the Medal of Honor. They have a different version of it.
Yeah, at the time, and there were different rules at the in that time frame pre World War II. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is a viewpoint that is very common in U.S. history. It's really just since the whole terrorist thing going on that the military has been a lot of hype about it.
I'd just like to compliment you, Adam. It's true bravery in my mind to be able to admit when one is wrong, and you've done that. So thank you for that.
All right. Thank you guys for speaking the truth.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jed is in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Jed.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
I'm just amazed with the denial of people concerning whether it be what the military actually does or how laws and people in magic robes really screw over our lives. It's amazing. And I truly believe that people in North Korea are more free than Americans are.
Whoa, why would you say that? That's a hell of a claim.
Yeah, because when they wake up in the morning, they know they're screwed and they realize it. Americans
I don't know if that's
denial.
True. I don't know if that's true. Not at least not for all North Koreans. There certainly are some who are aware of the scam that's going on in that country. But
I just want food at that point.
Many of them are very, very brainwashed over there. So you know, there's as many people brainwashed there likely as there are here in the United States.
I'm going to go ahead and say that the Heritage Foundation, the Fraser Institute, and these other organizations that do the Free the World charts show the United States at somewhere between 10 and 20, 20th freest countries in the world. And sliding down the chart, that sadly that's probably the reality.
North Korea is usually at the bottom of that chart,
right.
By the way.
Yeah, like this is the very last.
I can appreciate where you're coming from, Jed, but it's not.
You're not getting anything from us on that one.
Okay.
I'm not gonna...
One last thing, and then I'll go.
Okay.
You know, the common problem with all these different situations is that words on paper that we consider law. It screws everybody in the end. And I think history shows it time and time again that when someone says, hey, I have power over you because me and 10 of my buddies said so, and here's a piece of paper, it never will ever work out for your benefit. So that was
Mostly they say that they have power over you for your own benefit. There's always the the allure of whatever the benefit is that you're going to get. So yeah, my biggest problem isn't that we don't need government. I think we need government. I think that really the issue is that what we don't need is an organization that claims a monopoly on this, because when you can't switch. There's no reason that governments need to be tied to land. They're just organizations that provide protection. They don't need to be tied to land. Security organizations like Wackenhut don't have their own land, but they can still provide security.
Jed, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
Go ahead, sir.
Not too much. Every so often I'll watch Alex Jones on YouTube. I'm sure you guys have heard of him.
Yep. He's called the show.
And, you know, on YouTube, how, like, on the right side, there'll be related videos to what you're looking at. The other day I saw one that talked about, like, a comet going to hit the Earth in September. I was, like, being all specific, and then it opened up a crap ton of more videos about it. I mean, what's you guys' take on that? I know this ain't about the military and all, but I was just wondering what you guys thought about that.
I'm willing to bet everything I own that it won't hit.
I know. Well, there's always something looming on the horizon of death and destruction, but I didn't know.
If the comet misses, there will be next year, there will also be some celestial body that we will be threatened by somebody who will say that, you know, asteroid, planet X, whatever it is that they're going to say is going to be coming. And at some point, they'll be right, but it'll probably be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years from now.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. We may have time for you if you're already on the line. If not, we do the show 7 nights a week, so call us any old night. If you've had trouble getting in tonight, we've always got a lot more room on weeknights and even Sundays as well. So one more segment remains. Enough time for you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Perhaps it's Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for you. If you get on right now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're going to go right back into your calls, but I want to let you know about the fundraiser that is going on. Just mentioned it for the first time last night, and it's actually been going for about 3 days at this point. We're actually surprisingly got a big donation a moment ago. We're at 4% of the goal of $22,000. And what does $22,000 buy? Well, it buys 3 years worth of broadcasting 24 hours a day over satellite to a good swath of Africa, probably most of Africa. I mean, it's a big continent.
Oh, yeah.
And the signal that we were on prior to February 18th, when we were pulled off the air, was a very good signal, and we had listeners in at least in Cameroon, Africa, as well as I think I had a guy from I think it was Ghana contact me. Maybe it was Ethiopia. Anyway, a few different places where people have, at the very least, let us know they're tuned in via our free-to-air satellite feed, which unfortunately was pulled off the air. We've been getting it for free for about 3 years, actually almost three whole years, on for no charge, which, you know, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I certainly appreciate what was done. I knew it wasn't going to last forever, and last month they pulled us. So we've actually been off the air in Africa for about a month, and I'd really like to get back on. I think it's important to bring the ideas of liberty, especially to less free places on Earth, and some of those African nations are some of the least free places in the world.
They got all the government that they need.
Yeah, and they have very little internet access, too. And that's why the free-to-air satellite is so important, because it reaches people who don't have internet access. You know, you and I, we're used to internet. We're going to take it for granted. But there's about 4 billion people in the world, actually the majority of the world, that has no access to the internet. So we can give them ideas of liberty through the satellite feed, and that's what we're raising money for over at africa.lrn.fm. You go to that website, it'll take you to Indiegogo, it'll take you to our fundraiser there where you get the, you know, the detailed pitch. We got a fancy video that you can watch. It'll only take you about 4 minutes of your time to watch the video and get an idea for what's going on here. But we've got about 2 months in which to raise this money. I think it's possible. We've never done anything like this before. So if you want to help us out with that, please, you can do it, you know, whatever amount of donation you want to. There's some perks involved. And actually, one of the coolest perks, kind of a high-dollar perk, but you actually donate a fairly high amount of money, and you can come into a variety of different liberty-oriented shows, studios. You pick one. Pick your favorite show. Free Talk Live is in the list, but there are several of them that have sort of stepped up and said, yeah, I'd be happy to have someone come hang out in the studio while we produce the show. So that's one of the perks available over at africa.lrn.fm. And really appreciate anyone who supports this. That's africa.lrn.fm. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Steve in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Good evening. I have 4 questions for you people.
We got time for one question tonight, Steve, but we've got 7 nights a week if you'd like to call us any night.
All right. I'll be quick.
Okay.
First, you are both ministers?
Yes, sir.
Of what church?
The Shire Free Church.
All right. Number three.
The term I like to use is talk show host, but yeah.
These are actually pretty quick questions. I'll let you go to number three. Go ahead.
You believe that the Armageddon is right around the corner?
No,
thank you for the call, Steve. You can call us any night with question number 4. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time.
God is not going to destroy his creations.
Let's continue here. We've got Jeremy listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
If God's not going to destroy his creations, how do you explain the Ice Age? How do you explain the fire and the brimstone? How do you explain most of the Old Testament?
I don't explain the Old Testament. I don't even think it's history.
Yeah, we don't follow. I mean, I don't personally use the Bible as a holy book. It's just yet another book with some prophecy in it, in my opinion. Jeremy, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jason, or Temper, rather. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up American Sniper.
The movie, okay.
Yeah, there's a part in there. This is kind of a spoiler, but it's not really, you know, part of the plot.
It's been out for a long time. I don't think you have to give a spoiler alert on that.
Yeah, so it's always a good thing to give a spoiler alert. Go ahead.
So there's a part where, you know, Chris Kyle has got, you know, a mother and a child and his sights, and he shoots, I'm going to guess, like an 8-year-old boy, and his spotter goes, bad word, that was gnarly. And I think I left at that point.
Wow, you actually got up and left the theater?
Yeah, that was just, it was too much for me, man.
Wow.
It was just, how can you say that?
Well, you just are callous to human life, essentially, at that point?
Well, I mean, as a soldier, that's what you're going to have to be able to do in order to keep your sanity. I saw the whole movie start to finish, and I'm not going to call it an anti-war movie, but I wouldn't call it a pro-war movie either.
Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Let's continue here. We've got actually more calls on Skype. Trey is on the line in Portland. Trey, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So, I live 4 hours away from Seattle, and the impending $15, what do we call that, minimum wage, is going to happen soon. And the conversations I've been having is basically with people is trying to talk out how to make a high wage more voluntary, and you and I, we all kind of disagree with taxes, you know, anyway, but if they're going to be there, in my mind, to make it more voluntary and to encourage businesses to pay higher wages, it would seem feasible to me to give them big tax breaks to encourage them to be able to like pay higher wages, hire people on, keep people on, because you know if they're forced to do it, that's as high as those people are going to make. $15 is as high as a normal person's going to go. It removes competitiveness among workers. And, I mean, basically that's it. So if it's voluntary, you can always go higher with a company, I think, if something they're doing is of their own volition.
Yeah.
I'm fine with cutting taxes for people, but I don't know, it doesn't seem like there should be a qualification for it. But I'm generally fine with any idea that that cuts taxes. If I were to do implement a minimum wage, I'd be more likely to implement it based on the size of the company, because people seem to really hate big companies, really successful right. organizations. It's the mom and pop places that are going to suffer the most from this minimum wage.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my main point, is that the people who are going to suffer the most are the mom and pops, the small businesses, because people think business owners and they automatically think that they have crap ton of money stored away in a bank somewhere, and they just don't. But anyway, no, that was it.
Certainly true, Trey. Thank you for the call. That's absolutely true. You know, mom and pop businesses, a lot of times they're just barely scraping by, just barely making the bills at the end of the month. Liberty Phoenix is on the line. And Keen, go ahead.
Hey guys, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance being called in tonight. With the woman that was just not wanting to hear anything that she didn't already agree with, to the gentleman, to the military individuals. My whole crux of the call tonight is, if you're not willing to question your own beliefs, if you're not willing to ask yourself, can I be wrong? How can you believe anything that you believe? If you're not willing to question yourself, don't sit there and judge other people. And I was in the Marine Corps. I was gung-ho. I loved it. My father was a Marine. And throughout my time, I started realizing what exactly was going on. And there came to a point where I just couldn't physically do it anymore. There was one day when I put my uniform on and I physically was sick to my stomach. Mm. I called my corporal and I said, yeah, I'm not coming in anymore. I'm just done.
Really?
And I haven't been back in over a year. And
wow. Were you discharged?
Wonderful. No.
So you're AWOL? What are your current status?
Yeah, essentially.
No, you're not AWOL unless you get rid of your uniform. Yeah, it's absent without leave.
Unauthorized absence. Okay, so they're not doing anything to you about this?
As far as I know, no.
All kinds of stories. We've had all kinds of stories of people leaving in this manner.
It's true. It's always interesting when I hear another one.
You're always taught that, right. This is a prison sentence.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your story, Liberty Phoenix. We've got Michael on the line in Virginia Beach, who claims he's a different Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes.
Same Michael.
Anti-war.
Yeah.
I think the question is,
you can't let him go.
Are we anti-war before war breaks out? Or after war breaks out.
I am anti-war all the time. Now, Michael, you broke the rules tonight, and you need to start only one call per night. It's a very simple rule. We do the show seven nights a week. Yep, goodbye. We have one call per night. That's a simple rule, right? And the reason why we have that rule is because we want to make room for more voices. We want more people to have the opportunity to be heard here on Free Talk Live.
Then again, there wasn't anybody waiting on the line.
That's why I let him stay just for that little bit, because, I did give him short shrift before, but it was only because he kept complaining about how long he had to wait on hold. And maybe we should come up with a no complaining rule.
No, I don't think that. I think that's pretty tyrannical.
A no holding, no hold time complaint.
Nope. Just don't expect to stay on the air long if you're going to do it.
That's true. All right, we're out of time for tonight. But you know what? If you didn't get in tonight, you can always call tomorrow. We'll be here live for the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. And don't forget our African satellite fundraiser at africa.lrn.fm. Have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.